Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, February 12th, 2023 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush at ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Graphic Packaging is eyeing a $1 billion investment and has announced a new mill it'll be building in Waco, Texas. Also making headlines this past week, Mercer International is announcing its Caribou mill will be taking downtime for 8 weeks. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Japan. Nippon Paper and others are looking at making sustainable aviation fuel from wood. Nippon Paper Industries Corporated, Sumitomo Corporation, and Green Earth Institute Corporation has agreed to jointly study bioethanol production made from woody biomass, Nippon Paper said in a statement. The project, if it succeeds, would aim to produce bioethanol from Nippon Paper's mills in the fiscal year 2027 to be used as a feedstock for the sustainable aviation fuel, affectionately also known as SAF. Production Japan plans to gradually increase for its aviation industry. The global industry, or the global airline industry, that is looking at using SAF, again, that sustainable aviation fuel, which is produced from feedstocks such as agricultural waste and used cooking oil, to meet its net zero emissions targets by 2050. Japan plans to be carbon neutral by the same year. Now, last month, Japan's top airlines, All Nippon Airways, also known as ANA, and Japan Airlines, also known as JAL, expanded their SAF, again, that's sustainable aviation fuel, folks, purchases by adding supplies from Japanese trading house Itochu Corporation and U.S. producer Raven SR, as they both committed to using SAF, again, that's sustainable aviation fuel, to meet 10% of their fuel needs by the year 2030. Dayline Austria, board and paper to modernize board machines at 3 mills in Austria, Germany, and Slovenia. Board and paper will rebuild the board machines in Frohlang, Austria, Neos, Germany, and Kolesivo, Slovenia, during February through September of 2023. The rebuild of the board machine 3 in Frohlangen, Austria mill is scheduled from February to mid-March of 2023. Fully automated and optimized production processes will significantly increase the efficiency of the stock preparation while reducing specific energy consumption. The latest production test technologies in cartonboard manufacturing, example, modernization of board machine and finishing department, will raise product quality and capabilities, the company said. Innovative digitalized logistics processes will significantly accelerate and optimize the material flow. The rebuild will lead to a further enhancement of its multi-mill concept for allowing the production of same recycled board grades at various mill locations. Now, the rebuild in Neos, Germany, mill will transform the current BM5 into a state-of-the-art linerboard machine. BM5's modernization is scheduled from mid-March to the beginning of May of 2023. In parallel, a new winder will be installed to follow increasing production volume. Kolesivo's Slovenia BM3 is one of a kind. The option of operating the machine in swing mode allows for increased production of virgin fiber cartonboard, recycled cartonboard, or liner, depending on current demand or however the heck they feel that day, thus enabling the mill to flexibly and to adapt changing market requirements. Aim of the conversion is to raise product quality and expand capabilities. The environment will benefit, too, by using the latest drying technology and a highly modern curtain sizer, which will reduce the CO2 footprint due to high starch solids. Additionally, investments are related to a new rewinder that enable a higher speed and thus improves the productivity of BM3. The modernization is scheduled for August and September of 2023. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Finland. Metsä Board concludes logistics agreements for the Kemi Board Mill in Finland. Metsä Board has included a logistics agreement with for transport between the Kemi Board Mill and the Aarhus Harbor in Kemi, Finland. All exports from the Kemi Board Mill will be centralized in Aarhus. The agreement that was signed is a continuation of the agreement signed earlier by the Metsä Group for the transportation of products from the bioproduct mill under construction in Kemi, and has a part in ensuring efficiency and environmentally friendly logistics solutions between Metsä Group's Kemi Integrated Board Mill and the Aarhus Harbor. Transport under the contract will start on April 1st, 2023. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitello Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline New York. Mercer International Incorporated announces that its Caribou mill will be taking downtime for 8 weeks. Mercer International announces that the operator of the Caribou pulp and paper mill, which Mercer has a joint venture interest, and I believe it's with West Fraser, has announced a planned curtailment of operation beginning in mid-April for a month and then for another month in the third quarter. The announcement is the direct consequence of the decrease in availability of fiber, which is well documented in British Columbia. Recent insect infestation, fire, and government policy have all impacted the amount of available fiber in the region, the company said. Downtime at the mill will better align production capacity with the availability of fiber. These plans may be adjusted should fiber forecasts change. Mercer International Incorporated is a global forest products company with operations in Germany, the United States, and Canada, with an annual production capacity of 2.3 million metric tons of pulp, 960 million board feet of lumber, 140,000 cubic meters of cross-laminated timber, that's cross-laminated timber, and 17 million pallets, and 150,000 metric tons of wood pellets, and a partridge in a pear tree. Dateline Atlanta. Welcome to Atlanta, where the players play. Graphic Packaging eyes $1 billion investment and announces a new mill in Waco, Texas. Graphic Packaging Holdings said it'll spend $1 billion to build a new mill to turn old cardboard into new boxboard, doubling down on its bet that the concerns about plastic waste have created opportunities for paper packaging. Now, the paperboard mill in Waco, Texas, will follow the opening early last year of a similar mill in Kalamazoo, Michigan, which was the first new coated recycled paperboard line to be built in the U.S. in decades. Construction is expected to begin later this quarter, and startup is slated for late 2025. Prices for containerboard used to make corrugated shipping boxes have dropped from their highs during the pandemic e-commerce boom, but prices for paperboard, which is used for beer and cereal boxes, have held up. Dayline New York. Robert Egan announces launch of a new company called Packaging Exchange. Packaging industry veteran Robert Egan, in partnership with Atlas Holdings, a $16 billion diversified holding company with substantial interest in the global paper and packaging industry, on Friday announced the launch of Packaging Exchange, a packaging solutions company founded with the mission to reimagine the packaging supply chain by bringing together its market expertise, proprietary Exchange I.O. software, and extensive network of industry partnerships. Here comes a quote, quote, "Across our leadership team, we have a collective 100-year heritage of packaging industry expertise," said Robert Egan. Bob continues, quote, "We understand this industry and the volatility of today's markets, which is why Packaging Exchange is positioned to bring neutrality, efficiency, clarity, and confidence to every aspect of our customers' packaging supply chain. Our diverse network and capabilities truly stand testament to the experience of our incredible team," end of quote. Now, Egan founded Packaging Exchange after 22 years of leadership at privately held Victory Packaging. During Egan's tenure as president, COO, and owner, Victory grew organically to over $1 billion in revenues annually. Egan attributes a company's success to a relentless commitment and drive for excellence while integrating genuine care for team members, clients, vendors, and all stakeholders. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Ritallo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Ritallo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Piscataway in New Jersey. Cascades invests $9 million in Piscataway, New Jersey. Cascades, a leader in the recovery and manufacturing of green packaging and hygiene products, is pleased to announce that it has purchased a new printing press at its Piscataway, New Jersey, corrugated packaging converting facility. Here comes the quote, quote, "The purchase of an EVOL press, one of the fastest technologies in the world, will allow us to continue our growth in the Northeast and increase our ability to serve our current and future customers. This $9 million U.S. dollar investment is part of our 2022 to 2024 strategic plan, and it is aimed at increasing our integration rate by adding additional converting capacity in the United States," said Mario Plourde, president and CEO of Cascades. Now, the Piscataway plant, started in 2018, currently serves the distribution and food processing markets. It is one of the newest and most modern in Cascades' asset base. The purchase of this new press, the Plant 6th, will increase production by 17%, or the equivalent of 480 million square feet, whichever you prefer. The installment of the press will be completed by the end of April of 2023. The Piscataway plant currently employs over 175 folks and is one of the region's top employers. This investment will require the hiring of 20 additional folks in positions like general helpers, assistant operators, operators, and shippers. Dayline, Duluth, Georgia. Folks, that's where Jim Thompson lives. Iconics acquires point-of-sale roles division from Graphic Controls. Iconics, one of the world's leading provider of highly differentiated label solutions and low-cost paper products, last week announced the acquisition of Graphic Controls' transactional media point-of-sale roles division. Graphic Controls, which is based in Buffalo, New York, is a subsidiary of Nisha Company Limited. Now, the Graphic Controls Point of Sales Rolls division produces security-enabled printed vouchers and receipts, point-of-sale coupons, kiosk receipts, and more. Iconics is acquiring the division's equipment and customer base, but not any employees. Quote, "This acquisition is important and represents our ongoing commitment to the growth of our legacy paper business," Iconics Chief Executive Officer Craig Gunkel said. Craig Gunkel continues, quote, "Graphic Controls' POS, POS is an acronym, but products will help continue our leadership as the low-cost leader of paper receipts, and likewise, Iconics' geographic footprint is uniquely positioned to provide world-class solutions to this new customer base. The equipment from Graphic Controls will be transitioned to Iconics' Morristown, Tennessee location. The group's products are used by customers in the retail, kiosk, banking, law enforcement, and entertainment industries. As an organization, Iconics is committed to its winning aspiration, which is to be the world's leading provider of receipts and innovative label solutions which create value for its customers by enhancing transaction recording, ensuring order accuracy, and improving operational efficiency. Iconics continuously works towards ensuring its businesses are properly supported and structured to achieve this goal. Dayline, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Matthew J. Missad, named chairman of the board for UFP Industries. UFP Industries Incorporated announced that CEO Matthew J. Missad also has been named chairman of the board. The move, approved by the board meeting of the directors at their February 2, 2023 meeting, and effective immediately, is part of a comprehensive succession plan that calls for both change and continuity, as is Board Chairman William G. Curie will remain as director through the end of his term. He will then step down after 54 years with the company. That's a long time, folks. Missad will remain with the company at least through 2027 as other elements of the succession plan are put in place. Now, Missad started working with UFP Industries in 1978. Now, that itself is a long time ago, folks, when it was then called the Universal Companies, as a high school student working part-time on the maintenance crew and putting himself through college and law school. He joined the company full-time in 1985 as a manager of legal compliance. Over the years, he has held several successive positions, including executive vice president, general counsel, and secretary of the board. In 2011, he became the fifth CEO in the company's 68-year history. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 11th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.